Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 7, chapter 7 of 50 Shades with Dave. I'm Dave, and today we are going to be discussing chapter 7, as the title suggests, of 50 Shades of Grey. It was Halloween this weekend, and there were several people dressed up in a lot of note cards, different gray note cards, and they were 50 Shades of Grey for Halloween, and which I appreciated very much. So let's get started. So this is what happened in chapter 7 of 50 Shades of Grey. Anna goes into Christian's sex dungeon for the first time. She notes the scent of it is very pleasant. There's a subtle light from the room. She can't even tell where the source is. She describes the colors of the room. The walls are burgundy. She says the room is womb-like in its atmosphere. There's an iron grid over the ceiling with carabiners clipped in at random intervals. The room's dominated by a huge, very elaborately decorated bed that she describes as Rococo for you art history majors out there. And yet, even though the walls are covered with different whips and canes and things of that nature, she describes the room as romantic. After Christian kind of demands what she thinks of this room, she asks kind of who is it for? Does he use it? And he does. He says that he wants her to partake in what happens in this room. And then what kind of follows is this long kind of technical conversation about how he engages in sex in this room, kind of what he is and what he's into and all those things. And then he shows her this small bedroom, which is where she would live when she came and stayed with him over weekends and things like that, which is part of the arrangement that he kind of is proposing to her. They go back to they go back to the living room, and they go over the paperwork, which include rules for Anna to literally live by, the amount of sleep that she gets, the amount that she trains physically. They're mostly related to health and her body, really. And then they also specify the hard limits of the arrangement, acts that they won't engage in. Kind of the big moment from this chapter, which comes at the very end, is Anna tells Christian for the first time that she's a virgin and has never had sex, to which he is visibly kind of angry that she hasn't told him this before. And of course, we'll come back to that later. So here are kind of the talking points from this chapter. The first thing I wanted to talk about was really the way she describes the room and the colors that are used. Ox blood leather, the burgundy, it's all very rich, brown, earthy, something that you'd associate with almost like the study of a draconian headmaster in a 1950s boarding school. And then there's also a couch in the room that faces the bed. And she says, an odd arrangement to have a couch facing the bed, and I smile to myself. I've picked on the couch as odd when really it's the most mundane piece of furniture in the room. So here we, even E.L. James and her characters are kind of commenting on the illogical ways of reasoning that they can have sometimes, which I think is kind of interesting and maybe a little funny too. And then there's also this moment of big revelation where Christian's kind of talking about what he is and what he does with women, and she realized that he wants her to please him, and she says, I want I realize in that moment that yes, that's exactly what I want to do. I want him to be damn delighted with me. It's a real evasion. So her kind of single-mindedness and submissiveness, I guess, is getting, again, self-recognized for the first time. And instead of looking at it that critically, she's saying, yes, this is what I want to do. And that's good. That's what I should do. And when she asks him, what does she get out of it? And he simply says, me, and kind of shrugs. That's the only thing that she wants. And so that's why she's so delighted and happy to do it, is because there's this kind of single-minded fixation on Christian and not himself, rather than just being with someone or finding love. The next talking point is a sentence that I'm sure E.L. James lawyers and hopefully and her conscience really made her include it just very blatantly. I need to know your limits and you need to know mine. This is consensual Anastasia, spoken by Christian, and just making it very clear to the audience, or to the reader, I should say, that this situation was thoroughly gone over and agreed on between the two main characters. And then finally at the end of the chapter, Anastasia tells him, I haven't had sex before, so I don't know what she likes or what she doesn't like. She says, he closes his eyes and looks to be counting to 10. When he opens them again, he's angry, glaring at me. Why the fuck didn't you tell me? He growls. So, it's, I think, information she just didn't think was pertinent to the situation, but obviously was, both to the situation and to Christian. So, we'll see, what his reaction really is, in the beginning of, chapter 8. This is a really short chapter, but, I just want to say, please email me, at 50shadesdave@gmail.com, with questions, comments, both about the podcast, myself, and the book, you subscribe on iTunes and share with your friends. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.